Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Welcome back. And in our previous episode, I apologize. I did not get necessarily into the marketing. I covered a lot of things that we actually face when we're out there getting into the fight in trying to save this Constitution. And there's nothing more frustrating than having to fight people that are basically good people, but they're just so misinformed that they actually become obstacles to us because they're out there trying to preach to people that you got to get involved in this committees of safety. You've got to get involved in this, you know, sovereign citizen movement. I think these people, you know, are, could be reasonable. They're just not equally informed. And as you know, reasonable people equally informed seldom disagree. This show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you are listening to the only show that goes through the academic evidence. We actually read those amendments. We read the ratification debates. Why? Because I don't want you to take my word for this. More importantly, I know that there's a good likelihood that you are not going to, when you get home, when you're done with this show, when you're off doing something of your own time and free will. In other words, you know, you have the opportunity, you're the one that's spending the opportunity cost on doing whatever it is you're doing, 9 times out of 10, as a matter of fact, 99% of the time, it is not reading the founding documents and going through this stuff. I think a lot of people are just fascinated with what they don't know, what they've never learned, and many people are dying of thirst in drinking from the well of this, but we're all dying of the busies. You got to work hard. You know, nobody else in the family might be interested in any of this. And so it gets difficult for you to do this. This is why we do it for you in some respects. At least what we're trying to do is we're trying to prove to you that you cannot afford continuing to spend your opportunity costs in not getting engaged and not understanding these things, because our time is finite. We only have so much time. And will the good Lord see this nation? Anybody that tells you that the good Lord will not see this nation get subjugated, and, you know, they're hardcore biblical lovers of Christianity and so forth, they do not understand the scriptures and why Israel was actually subjugated and put under bondage, not just once, but a few times, several times. And the Lord will continue to allow these things to humble us, to teach us. So if you don't think that we can be subjugated, you're wrong. And I will tell you that when we do get subjugated because we have failed, then the question I have, because I do know that the Lord knows what you know. He knows what you've been told. He knows that, and aren't we told that, what's the saying? For those who have given much, much is expected. And so when you start understanding, you know, these tenets, these basics, these fundamentals, then he does expect you to act upon the knowledge, the intelligence that you've obtained. And we will be held accountable for what we have done and what we failed to do. So again, I point to those sins of omission and sins of commission. Commission means you are actively doing the wrong thing. Omissions means you're not doing what you should have been doing. And so we have to be honest with ourselves, acknowledge the fact that, you know, we have this responsibility to preserve our liberty and this Constitution that he blessed us with. Anyway, our comment line, 425-270-5416. Don't worry, you won't wake me up. That phone does not ring in my office or in my home. do not worry. It will record your comments. It will record, and I will even get your phone number that you've dialed into. Now, if you happen to, and it would be best if you actually gave me the phone number in your message, but call, leave a message, and if it's one of those types of topics that requires dialogue back and forth, I'll call you up, and we will have that conversation. We'll record that, and we will play it live. We'll do this to accommodate you. And I'm doing this now because I have some flexibility in being able to do this. The day I can't is the day I probably... I hope you understand how hard it is to be able to do all of the things that I am doing and keeping, you know, this show, to being able to do the show live, because during the day, I'm trying to make phone calls with important people and so forth. So I record this show at a time of convenience. And it's never at the same time during the day. Maybe it's in the evening. Maybe it's in the morning. Maybe it's right before the show. But that's because I have to leave my calendar open so that I can contact other people who are more important than I am. And I'm not trying to make myself more important, but the bottom line is some people are just not that available. I have to be as flexible as I possibly can. So I thank you for understanding and at least acknowledging that, you know, there is a lot of work that must be done. And for this heavy lifting to get done, that's what I have to do. And when you start getting involved and you can start doing your share of lifting in helping people understand, and the people we are targeting, the people I am targeting, are your state legislators. We're working with the NLA that's doing the grassroots movement and trying to educate other people at the county level and so forth. It's not that we've turned our backs on grassroots movements, not at all. We're helping educate those people. We want to educate the party. We are working in every facet of politics, government, and we the people as we possibly can. So pretty busy here, folks. If you do have a comment, 425-270-5416. And as I like to say, you know, every once in a while, as I've looked around in the news, I cannot find any... Zero. There is no sign that the federal government is going to willingly give up all or any, not even one, of its constitutional powers that it has assumed. I'll even prove this for those of you who looked at Trump as a savior, as a good president. He did nothing to get rid of any of the unconstitutional government that is spending us into oblivion. He did some good things. Reagan did some good things. Coolidge did some good things. But not one of them stood up and said, we've got to get rid of the Department of Education. We've got to get rid of the Department of Housing and all these other unconstitutional governments, roles, responsibilities, and powers, period. So what does that mean? That means if we are going to take back this government, we have to get the state legislators. That means we have to start actually acting. I hope that if you are in a position where you can actually challenge your legislator. Don't even worry about Congress. Congress is a waste of time because Congress needs to be completely revamped. It needs to become true representatives of the people. And so, as you know, we support Madison's First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which has never been ratified. But that is not the solution. There's way too many people who think, well, if we just get our representatives sort of getting back to representing us, it is antithetical. Anybody that is a part of an organization, it is antithetical to cut off appendages and these vestiges of power. You cannot expect anybody to be successful in doing that. The only people that have the ability to trim back and cut and get rid of is the farmer himself, or the parties to the compact themselves, which are the states. We're going to get into that after the ratification debates. And you know what? We're just a little under, we're under 2 weeks from starting. The 29th of March, we will be starting the ratification debates. And so what we're hoping is that you actually tune in, you download, when these become available, you start sucking up the ratification debates, because this is where we get into the nuts and bolts of what that Constitution truly means as described by the framers in a legally binding process called the ratification debates, where they actually provide the clarity and the legal terms and definitions for this Constitution. So anyway, let us move forward, because I think we're in a good position today in going into what we want to call the marketing. Now, as we kind of ended the previous episode, we were really laying out the case that we have, you know, two problems within America. We have those who are seeking to subjugate us to communism and or Islam into an evil government and subverting our Constitution. So they're actually active in subverting our constitutional republic. There are multitudes of people on that side. You can call them Democrats, you can call them communists, you can call them Mohammedans. They all are seeking subjugation. They want to enslave us to a form of government that is antithetical and contrary to our constitutional republic. On the other side, we have the obstructionists. We have other people that are the problem as well, and we will get into them as soon as we come back, and then we'll fly into some marketing. So please stay tuned. You won't want to miss this. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and their 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.addlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let's try to imagine something. Let's try to look at all of these people out there that have been killed because they expressed, you know, a comical view of some of these radical people. And a great example of that is Islam and how they go. Anybody that, you know, that they consider speaking blaspheme of Muhammad or caricatures of Islam, Muhammad, or what have you, they get rabid, foaming at the mouth to kill you. Imagine that ideology. Imagine being so possessed by such evil towards mankind and humanity that they do not care about your life or anybody's that is actually expressing something, that they really go down that ultimate path of committing the sin of murder. The first, one of the first sins, right? I mean, Cain slew Adam. Not Adam, I mean, Cain slew Abel. Anyway, I'm really bad with names. No excuse on that one, though. But anyway, just imagine that there are people out there that are willing to commit that type of sin because others educate, express the truth, or challenge their paradigms, or even illuminate the evils of their ideologies. These people are antithetical to liberty. They have no business being in America. Those people who are willing to murder, those people who are willing to invoke, you know, public policies that kill people, Cuomo's a great example of that. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Mohammedan. Anybody that is, when they start looking at the ends justify the means, then we have to look at them as a true threat to society, period. One of the most fundamental and most precious tenets of liberty is the right of conscience. Your right of choosing not to do something or to do something. You don't have to subjugate yourself to another ideology. And anybody that understands Christianity understands that we have to turn the other cheek, that we need to, you know, those of us who die in supporting liberty, you know, there's a special place prepared for you. I want you to understand that my position and what I have to say, I hope you understand the true risk. Anybody that knows and what and understands what we're doing and what I have to do, hopefully you understand why I go by GR. And hopefully, if you, there was this one guy, I was at a party of a really good friend and a huge supporter. I have nothing but the best thing. I love this guy. I love him and his wife. They're just great people. And I was at a party. It was actually his birthday party. He has it every summer. And he's local to where I live. And he knows my name, but he has forgotten it. He doesn't even want to remember it because he understands what I'm doing. And he had a young man there that was fascinated by the fact that I don't identify my name. And this young man was, I mean, not that this guy was a good guy or bad, actually he's a good kid. And, you know, he was a byproduct of the education system. So he's on his way to, you know, the paradigm of liberty. He was really possessed with the fact that I did not disclose my name. And he goes, you know, I can find it out. And I go, okay. And he goes, you know, he started going down this path of saying, you know, I think I'm going to find out what your real name is and who you are. And I said, well, okay. And my friend stepped in and goes, why would you want to do something if what you would be doing is be putting somebody at risk that's a good person? Why would you want to put somebody that's a good person at risk? Why would anybody want to do that? Why would anybody understand what we're doing? And it's not just me, it's putting a bad person in office. Choosing the lesser of two, we don't have to choose the lesser of two evils if we plan and work today in getting the right people in. Anyway, those who seek to enact a government of subjugation are in violent opposition. They're diametrically opposed to our Constitution and liberty. And those willing to lead in subverting our Constitution that have actually become citizens are traitors and should be expelled for treason. I know a lot of people want to just execute, but back in those days, expelling somebody was, you know, it was a lot of effort. I believe that we don't have to kill people. There's plenty of other countries out there that are dark and evil. All we got to do is ship them to the Soviet Union or even worse, China. There are plenty of places where subjugation and the ideologies that these people are embracing and trying to invoke here, we can send them there and give them what they want without having to commit, not that it's a sin, but to take away that liberty of somebody for realizing what they really need to realize. Because, you know, it's nice. If you look at, I think it was Grover Cleveland, he was a Black Panther, he went on the lam, and he actually traveled to Cuba, Russia, and all these communist countries. And he came back and did his time in jail for his participation in a revolt in the late 60s, early 70s. I forget all the details, but Eldridge Cleaver, I think is the guy's name. Yeah, Eldridge Cleaver. And Eldridge Cleaver spent the rest of his life, when he got out of jail, trying to help teach the Black community how wrong it is and how great it is to be a citizen of the United States. And his comment was that he would rather be in prison. He's more free in prison in the United States than he was walking on the streets in these states of communism. And that was an epiphany that took him a little while to understand, because, you know, the first thing you're thinking of is, well, I'm free now. And Snowden's going through this too. And Snowden needs to come back and pay the piper for the treason that he's committed. I know there's lots of people who look at him as a good person. And I'm not going to get into Snowden today because we want to get into marketing. But if you want me to get into Snowden again, I will. I've talked about him and how he's a treasonous bastard that needs to serve his time. Anyway, what we want to get into is how important it is to ensure those ideologies and cultures who are incompatible to liberty not to be able to obtain citizenship or access to voting or maybe even being allowed to stay here. Those who are hardwired with that paradigm that they're willing to kill somebody, we can't take that risk. It's wrong for those people who actually have the right of conscience to say what they want to say and to put them at risk that they can be killed. Are you kidding? We can't afford this. So G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News, basically stated that, and this happened in France, a 13-year-old Muslim schoolgirl known as Z lied to her father when she said her history teacher, Samuel Paty, during a lecture on free speech compared to blasphemy, showed cartoon drawings of a naked Muhammad to the class. She lied and said this. When this story circulated on social media networks, it led to an outrage within the Muslim community. 10 days later, the teacher was beheaded by an 18-year-old Muslim Chechen refugee. In other words, somebody that got, you know, migrated up into Chechnya and then, you know, came over to France because they had penetrated Europe. And there's actually a Muslim doctrine for doing that, for, you know, penetrating, you know, getting into another country through migration and actually illegal migration as well. That's why what we have on our southern border, we cannot allow this invasion to occur. Anyway, the girl's story was that the Muslim students were told to leave the room while the drawings were displayed and that she was suspended from school when she objected to the naked drawings. Z stuck to her story until classmates told police that Z was not present in Patty's class on the day that he showed the caricatures of a clothed Muhammad and that she was suspended because of her habitual absence from class. Here was a guy that actually may have made a little bit of mockery with a clothed Muhammad, but he was beheaded. That there was somebody that is so hardwired that they will do anything because the ends justify their means. Keeping that same theme about trusting religious ideologies, a new report that says children as young as 11 were beheaded by militants. And this just happened in the news. So this is actually going on in Mozambique, where the troubled Cabo Delgado province where a local Islamist insurgency is battling against the government forces. Save the Children, the organization, an aid group based in Britain, said in a short account released this past Tuesday that it had spoken to displaced families who gave details of their young children being killed by militants from the local group referred to as Al-Shabaab. That night, our, quote, this is what they're saying, that night our village was attacked and houses were burned. A woman referred to as Elsa, 28, told the organization. When it all started, well, I don't want to get rushed into finishing this, so I'll go back to this quote that was provided for the news. I just want you to understand what we are facing, because those who have been in charge of this illegitimate constitutional government and how they've been putting us at risk to obtain their ends. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so let me just pick up where I left off. Quote, that night our village was attacked and houses were burned. A woman referred to as Elsa, 28, told the organization, quote, when it all started, I was at home with my four children. We tried to escape to the woods, but they took my eldest son and beheaded him. We couldn't do anything because we would be killed too, Elsa said. Her son was 12, according to Save the Children. Do you understand how evil these ideologies are and what they are doing? They don't care about, you know, spreading fear. They understand that fear is the motivation of subjugating people. You disagree? Do you not understand how fear is used as a tool to subjugation? Just look at what they did with COVID. Just look at what they did with this Wuhan or the China virus. We have been subjugated because of fear. G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. The U.S. Supreme Court dismissed President Trump's final election challenge appeal recently, without comment. The appeal challenged thousands of absentee ballots filed in Wisconsin. The court also threw out another case brought by attorney Lynn Wood, who had asked the justices to block the January 5 Senate runoff elections in Georgia. The court never acted on the request, and Democrats won both races. Here's the thing, And this is what you want to understand about the difference between all of these lawsuits and what we are doing. We are doing the due diligence in going after Congress for violating the Constitution, for not following and enforcing the Constitution that 31 states directly violated the U.S. Constitution by having governors and jurists make laws instead of the state legislators. There is no language in the Constitution that allows them to do this. And I will give you an actual case in point, because when one looks at the fourth article, section 4 of the Guarantee Clause, and I just read this to you, that the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them from invasion, against invasion, semicolon, and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. There is no or when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence in Article 2 of the Constitution, that only the state legislatures can choose the manner in how the choosing of the president is to be done. Not the governor, not the jurist, only those state legislators. There is no exception like there is in Article 4, Section 4. Okay, so moving on. Need to know news. Governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, enthusiastically supports a bill passed by the state legislature to restrict transgender male-to-female athletes from competing on high school and college girls and women athletic teams. It should be noted that she also stood firm against masking in the state, which is one of the reasons why South Dakota has one of the lowest COVID cases in the country and why the Red Pill Expo will be held in Rapid City, South Dakota on June 5th and 6th. Legislatures in Alabama and Mississippi also passed bills this month banning teen transgender athletes from participating. I believe they're doing this in Idaho and Montana and other states. They're standing up to the SOGI, to this entitlement of, you know, sexualizing our children and embracing this perversion of our society. We are fighting and going against natural law when we start entitling people to do whatever they... I hate to say this, I believe in liberty, but liberty has a symbiotic relationship between your free agency, your responsibility, and accountability. Bottom line, there are consequences for your decision. You choose to live a homosexual lifestyle? That's okay. We're not going to stone you. The Old Testament is gone. We will try to help you, educate you, and pull you out of your, and I'll just use the terms, your wicked state. But there are consequences. You can't have kids. You want to have kids, you got to be able to participate in that heterosexual lifestyle and be a member of society in so doing. And these people that go down these paths of saying, well, I want to do what makes me feel good. Well, there are consequences to that. And so it's great that the states are pushing back and saying there are consequences to these behaviors. Bottom line, where are the states in pushing back against homosexual marriage? The federal government has no enumerated power to mandate these things, to force these things down our throats. This is why it's important that we start standing up and creating constitutional counties where the sheriff absolutely supports the Constitution to its fullest and recognizes that the federal government cannot mandate to the states and counties that they have to perform these types of marriages or do these types of things. It's sad that sheriffs are only protecting the Second Amendment, where we see good businesses being pummeled, being taken apart in lawsuits because this baker, this florist, somebody's not supporting a homosexual wedding. Are you kidding me? Anyway, G. Edward Griffin also reports that Dr. Tal Zaks, the chief medical officer at Moderna, explained in a 2017 TED Talk how the company's mRNA vaccine was designed to work. He said, quote, "We've been living this phenomenal digital scientific revolution, and I'm here today to tell you that we are actually hacking the software of life and that it's changing the way we think about prevention and treatment of disease," close quote. Do you understand what he just said? That's right. And this was in 2017 before they even started going down these COVID vaccinations. If you have not heard that these COVID vaccinations are including this phenomenal digital science revolution, you buyer beware. That's all I'm going to say. He explained that the messenger RNA, mRNA, transmits critical information from the DNA in our genes for how to structure the creation of proteins, which in turn determines what cells will do. He compared it to changing a line of computer code and said that it has a profound implication for everything in life. His speech verifies that Moderna's RNA vaccine changes genetic code. You have to understand, my friends, that when they start doing these types of things, then because they were even reporting in 2007 the results of playing around by using vaccines and playing around with people's DNA and getting people to be less, less convicted in their religious paradigms, to be less dogmatic regarding their religious views. Do you understand that they've been doing this for a while? They've been running tests. Have they perfected the science? They're at a point where they can cause more and more harm and more damage. And do you think Bill Gates even cares? This guy is not only treasonous against the United States, I think he's committing treason against humanity. Anyway, we've got to get Republic Review. We've got to start moving forward so that we can actually take on people that are doing these types of things. And I'm going to tell you that we need to start going down the path, as I stated yesterday, that we need to actually start fighting the global communism by inviting and bringing people to the table of liberty by offering or letting people actually do what the Constitution allows them to do. Any free state or any state that wants liberty and wants freedom from the oppression of communism, such as Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the rest of these states should be having elections to determine if the people would rather be a state of the United States or be subjugated by Chinese Communist Party or Russia. Crimea is the same thing. All of these different states, even in Europe, we have God's solution to globalism by embracing individual liberty and individual sovereignty. Why is it that our politicians are allowing and continuing to support paradigms, policies, and illegal government that is taking us down the communist path, the global communist? I mean, it's just, even Trump. Anyway, G. Edward Griffin reports that recently James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, who I have a high regard for, this guy is out there proving the hypocrisy and the evil of these people, published a video of Mark Zuckerberg himself filmed in July 2020, apparently discussing vaccines in a way that would get his claims removed on Facebook right now, as a social media platform is censoring so-called false claims about COVID-19 and the vaccines for COVID-19 and claims that the vaccines change people's DNA. Zuckerberg said, quote, "But I do just want to make sure that I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA." So I'm going to finish this story with what O'Keefe basically shows that Zuckerberg in his conversation with, this was a conversation video with Fauci. And so we will be back after these two promos, so please stay tuned. Thank you so much.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let me make sure I didn't confuse you here. Zuckerberg, in July of 2020, was making these comments, and that last comment, that last quote, was from the July video that he did. He then, so in other words, but I just want to make sure that I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA or RNA. I'm going to just say something. I said this a long time ago when they started allowing homosexuals to raise children and adopting and those types of things. It takes time to measure results. Remember that old scientific rule that you don't know what the long-term effects are until after you can start seeing children coming from homosexual families. And I am here to tell you that the results are very dramatic and very bad. There is nothing that supports that putting a child in a homosexual family is anything but bad, because the children are the ones that are the victims. They're being exposed to things that they should never have been exposed to. And the evidence is becoming overwhelming that supports this. Anyway, so O'Keefe then shows, back to Zuckerberg, O'Keefe then shows Zuckerberg discussing this very specific topic in November where Fauci clears up for him that the vaccine will not change someone's DNA because it is the nucleus of the cell, and sticking something foreign in the cell would ultimately get clear. Interesting, huh? And what Fauci is basically doing is doing what Fauci does best. He's lying. Anyway, Tucker Carlson, J. Edward Griffin, basically reports that Tucker Carlson examines the death of George Floyd last May as the former police officer Derek Chauvin is, you know, being held as he was holding him to the ground with his knee, a procedure that was the official policy of the Minneapolis Police Department. The case was used to stoke racial tension and riots across the country. Carlson warns that Chauvin may not receive a fair trial because hundreds of activists have shut down streets outside the courthouse and are intimidating jurors. Authorities in Minnesota withheld the police body cam videos of events before Floyd's death. The Daily Mail in the UK published a video which shows that when Floyd was being arrested for passing counterfeit money in a store, he was under the influence of drugs and hysterical. The autopsy showed that he had three times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. Fentanyl overdose causes slowed or stopped breathing, and Floyd was complaining that he could not breathe long before he was held on the ground by Officer Chauvin. Now, that means that, you know, Floyd was probably not necessarily coherent, and that, you know, that there was maybe some deprived indifference, that they are going after murder. The autopsy revealed that no evidence that he died from asphyxiation. Last year, 60% of Americans believe Floyd was murdered by the police officer, but that number now is about 36%, and as the facts about the case get filtered out into the public, well, I believe the public's paradigm is going to change, because that's what happens when you expose the truth. It's unfortunate that anybody dies from drug overdoses. It's unfortunate that we have a society that allows and actually glamorizes addictive behavior, of whether that be sexual, whether that be, you know, gaming, gambling, drugs. It doesn't matter. When the teachers are teaching kids to do whatever makes you feel good and puts you on the path of this reckless life of addiction, then who do you blame? The person that is being embracing this? Or do you blame our education system and the pernicious people who are invoking these types of paradigms in teaching people to do these things, to say, don't worry, government is going to take care of you. You destroy your liver from drinking or drugs or what have you, that's okay. Pre-existing conditions are going to be covered by the state government. Are you kidding me? Or I should say by state health care, by the federal health care system. That's what Obama is doing. What they're doing is removing the consequences of bad behavior, or what we call sin, period. They have no business doing that. Where in the Constitution, even at the state government, do they have this responsibility to removing the consequences of sin? I say that this long fight of getting rid of STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, and trying to fight AIDS and all these other things, they're doing a disservice, because what they're doing is they're removing the consequences of bad behavior. We should be embracing, educating people to enlightenment and choosing to do the right things. Those who choose not to will become a part of the empirical data of why not to do those things. But instead, we've turned our back towards natural law, because natural law basically identifies that society needs to do what is best for society, not what is best for your feelings. That we have to, and it's okay to have laws of, anti-obscenity laws and those types of things, so that we don't have to expose people to things that are proven harmful. Anyway, does this sound like France or Europe somewhere? Jeffrey Griffin reports, Inez Wright, a 13-year-old man who was previously convicted for domestic abuse and narcotic crimes, was fatally shot last Saturday following an argument near George Floyd Square, a four-block autonomous area with makeshift barriers that serves as a memorial to Floyd. Do you understand what they just said? The autonomous area. Have you ever heard of that in France? Autonomous areas. You've got to remember that the French Revolution of 1790 was the first communist revolution ever attempted. It failed because Napoleon Bonaparte was able to rise from the ranks based on demagoguery, and he took over and became a despot, and did not invoke communism. But the movement of the French Revolution was communist-based because it came from the communes of France. Anyway, now we've got these autonomous zones that are being set up in America. What happened in Seattle this last summer? They've been doing this in France as well. These are communist takeovers, to where they basically no longer recognize the law of the land, your property rights, or anything else. So anyway, this area, this autonomous area with the makeshift barriers that serves again as the memorial to Floyd, who died in the police custody, as you all know, and the site is similar to Seattle's autonomous zone established last summer and has been plagued by crime. Police were reportedly turned away at the scene of the shooting. Folks, this is what happens when you allow these things to move forward. In addition to the news, independent of G. Edward Griffin's need-to-know news, a BLM activist who calls herself a medic for the autonomous zone said that she was heard what sounded like 500 gunshots Saturday night during her shift. In essence, militants are holding the city hostage, but local governing authorities have allowed this to continue. In other words, what they're doing is they're failing to support the Constitution and protecting their citizens from this type of illegal behavior. We actually had a petition against Jay Inslee and the Mayor Durkin of Seattle to basically remove these people from office for, in accordance with Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Folks, we can't do this without you. We need you to start supporting this stuff. You have to support the Constitution, and you have to support these petitions, the calls for common law grand jury. That's why we need to get you educated in all of these facets. Anyway, officials have vowed to reopen the zone after the trial for former police officer Derek Chauvin is concluded. Last year, there were 14 non-fatal shootings that occurred between May 1st and August 31st, in the area, compared with just 3 shootings in 2019, residents blame gang violence, BLM activists, and many other whom are from out of state and protest as the primary cause of the unrest and crime. So you realize that these autonomous zones aren't being even ran by the people of the local area. These are being ran by subversives who have come into the state to actually enact this rebellious, this insurgency against our Constitution. This is how bad things have gotten. Now, this next thing I'm going to get into is going to infuriate you, and it's going to show how La Raza has obtained key positions in not just California, but they've gotten key positions in education, and actually they were able and successfully injected into the Tucson, Arizona school district in 2010, Marxist and abominable religious perspectives, that it's going to just infuriate you. But we don't have the time to get into all of this. But this is showing you how we are turning our backs on natural law and the truth that we have been able to obtain to obtain this level in society, to be able to create this great society that we have. We have those that are working at destroying the pillars of this society. Our education system is paramount, and we must do everything we can to get the federal government into compliance, because when you understand that all of the problems are coming from non-compliance, that's what gets government out of education, out of housing, out of all of the things they have no constitutional power to be involved in. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.